Thank you for listening to Misha Jade, the Divine Life Alchemist. Do you want to gain deeper awareness of your life in order to change the areas that you are not happy with? Would you like to learn what you are doing that is not contributing to your life values? Would you like to discover what your life values actually are? Would you like to learn how to find the value and benefit in all your struggles and challenges in order to navigate your life with much more ease? When you have self-awareness, you can change any area of your life that you are unhappy or unfulfilled with. I can teach you all this with learning 6 core foundations over a 6-week period. The next round of my online training is now open for enrollment. How to meet your true self. Let's connect. Think about your life as you are sitting right now. Think about every aspect of your life, your relationships, your finances, your home, your business or your work, your job, your family, your friends. When you think about those areas of your life, what words come to mind? And is any of those areas of your life, do you feel that you have no control, no power, no choice? Even thinking back over your past experiences, was there times that you felt that you had no choice in something and you felt like you just had to do it and you didn't get a chance to have your say, make a decision for yourself? You feel like you had to do it and your choice was taken away from you. Today I want to talk about how so many people, and I'm guilty of this as well, so many people think and feel that they have no choice. That's actually not true. You actually do have a choice. And the fact that you make a decision feeling that you don't have a choice is actually you making the choice to feel that way. You listening to someone who says that you are going to fail, you're not good enough, you're never going to be successful, you are going to fail in your relationships or fail in a business or fail in your job or in your studies. If you listen to them, one, that makes them right, and two, that was a choice. You made the choice to take that on. You took their belief and their words. You took that on to be your truth. And you made a choice to listen. And so that's why it's so powerful to have awareness for the people and the situations that you get yourself in. And experiences that happen around you. It is so powerful and important to have awareness on who is influencing you, who has influenced you, and where is it in your life that you feel that you don't have a choice, but if you really looked into it, really analyzed the situation, you would actually find that you do have a choice. And whether that be your choice is listening to them, or it be that your choice is not to listen to them. And within that is what I just mentioned before about taking on someone else's belief or even their truth. Maybe the things that they're saying to you is what they believe to be true for them. And they're just offloading that onto you. And then you make it your truth. You make the fact, even if you don't agree with it, because you it and you'll know that you don't agree with it, even if you think that you do, because you will complain about your life. You will complain about certain aspects that you're unhappy with, that you don't like, that you wish weren't happening, and you'll notice yourself complaining and complaining and complaining. That is you realizing on a deeper level that there's something not right. There's something that's happening that isn't your truth. It's not, you don't align with it. And when you can ask yourself, what areas of my life am I unhappy with? What areas of my life bring me pain, frustration, anger? What areas of my life do I wish didn't exist, that weren't happening? And when you ask yourself these questions, and then you ask yourself why, and then continue to say why do I feel this way? Why am I thinking this? Why am I complaining about this? You will eventually get to your core truth, being maybe you don't agree with it. Maybe you've realized that the belief or the situation or the job that or your home life is something that you realize is not actually your truth. It's not your belief. You don't agree with it. And then when you gain that awareness, you are able to then work out the steps that you need in order to change it. And that comes with practice and time and getting really clear in yourself. What is it that's not making you happy? What is not making you feel fulfilled? Wow, so many F sounds. And then when you have that awareness, you can start to chip away at the layers of what has contributed for you to have those as your experiences now. What has contributed to for them to be your outcome? Because what happens is when you don't have awareness, you're not able to connect with your emotions. You don't then have the awareness to connect with what your actions are, which then you create the outcomes that you're not happy with, that cause you pain and cause you trauma or cause you frustration and anger. So in order to change the outcomes and the things and the areas and the relationships and the circumstances that you don't want to be happening in your life, you have to connect with your emotions. You have to connect with your thoughts, your beliefs, and see what you're doing internally with your thoughts and your beliefs and therefore what your actions are in order to gain the awareness to change your outcomes, to change your relationships, to change the pain and the frustration and the anger into fulfillment, enjoyment, happiness. And the thing is, again, you have the choice to make that. You have the choice. You get to make that choice for yourself. You either get to accept, because as long as you don't do anything to change what you're unhappy and angry and frustrated about, you are accepting that that is your circumstances. You can complain all you want, but as long as you do nothing, then you're accepting that. And the moment that you decide not to accept that as your life, that is your relationships, that is your truth, you can start to begin to chip away at the layers that have contributed and influenced you to be in that position or the position that you are in right now. And again, it's a choice. It is a choice that you make to either accept or not to accept, and therefore work at what you need to do in order to change it. And when you gain that awareness and you can start to see and put those, I guess those, the awareness and starting to understand what has contributed, what's influenced you, the areas that you realize that you've accepted by doing nothing, when you gain all that understanding, awareness, and that perspective, it is now solely your responsibility to change it. No one else can do it. You can complain all you want to everyone. You can hope and pray and manifest and wish all you like that someone else will come in and rescue you and save you and fix everything. And I've been there many, many times. If only my mum would win one of those lottos that she puts in every month, a week, or fortnight, and therefore she can give me money and that would get me out of my financial situations, or buy me a new car because my one's is getting old and issues are coming up and things like that. But the thing is, I get to make the choice, and not only that, the fulfillment that it will bring me, the gratitude, the deeper appreciation that I make the choice to change my life in order to bring in the finances that are going to improve mine and my children's life, in order to buy a car for myself in cash, paid in full, is going to be so much more valuable and beneficial. Because I've put in the work, I've put in the commitment, and I've done that not on my own. I obviously have support, and you listening to this podcast is evident that I'm not doing this alone, because clearly if you found me, you align and connect with what I share and talk about. But in doing so, it's my choice to put the content out. It's my choice to show up in the space of helping people and supporting people and sharing my experiences and my knowledge, and in the hope that I can make a difference in someone else's life, for them to realize that they have a choice, you have a choice, but you also have the sole responsibility to change what you are doing to contribute to the areas of your life that you are not happy with, and that you don't agree with, and you don't align with, and you don't want to be happening and going through that. Now, in saying that, just because you have a choice and a responsibility does not take away that you're not going to go through challenges and hard times and not experience pain and hurt and frustration and anger. That is still going to happen, because that is the yin and the yang of life. That's the light and the darkness. That is what we experience as humans in this life experience. But the thing is, what will change is your emotional connection to those hard challenges, your emotional response and how you navigate them. And you will have a self-accountability or a self-empowerment to those situations because of how you navigate it, and you actually will learn to value and appreciate them. Because when you don't have those hardships and those struggles and all the things that bring us pain and anger and frustration, you're just stagnant in life. There's nothing to rock the boat. There's nothing to, if everything ran smooth in your life, you're just going to stay doing the exact same thing. Even though you may be happy, there's a sense of fulfillment and a deep appreciation that comes from you navigating and overcoming your struggles and your challenges. And if you're experiencing hardship at the moment and really experiencing a lot of pain and things, or maybe you're going through what's called a spiritual awakening, where you are going through some heavy, heavy experiences and heavy emotional shifts and awareness shifts and all that, then it's really hard to see past that point. It's really challenging to see that there is light at the end of the tunnel, because all you feel like is in your own rapid and going fast pace down this rapid river with no boat, no life jacket, no helmet, nothing, and you just keep getting dunked under the water. You feel like you get a breath of fresh air for a second and then you get dunked under the water again. And it's okay to feel like that sometimes. Obviously, it doesn't feel nice. But now again, with awareness, you now get to make the choice for how you respond to it. You now get to have the choice for what you are going to do in order to change that. And you have the sole responsibility to find out what it is that would be beneficial for you in order to navigate them. Maybe it's beneficial for you to hire a life coach. Maybe it's beneficial for you to move out of the environment where you are. Maybe it's beneficial for you to end the relationship. Maybe it's beneficial for you to really open yourself up and break down those walls in order to create deeper connection in your relationships. And how you navigate it is your choice. You either choose to accept it or choose to change it. And if you are new to my podcast and listening to my content, I am a qualified holistic spiritual therapist. I have many qualifications: holistic counseling, regression therapy, NLP, life coaching, Reiki. Plus, I also get spiritual messages and guidance from people's spiritual guides, passed over family members. I've even had babies presents come through. So if you do resonate with my words or you resonate with my content, please reach out to me. I offer a 30-minute free call. You just need to go to my website, which the link is in my bio here, and connect with me. Or go over onto my Instagram page. You can see all the videos and the free content that I offer. And again, it's your choice. You get to choose how you want to respond to your situations, your relationships, your hardships. And the fact that you do nothing and complain about it is you choosing. That's your choice. You have your choice to accept it. Even if you feel like you don't want to accept it, again, you doing nothing is you accepting it. And I want to make it really clear to you that the people in your life do not make the decisions for you. You may feel that they do, but when you do listen to them, that is your choice. And even if that causes pain and frustration, because those dynamics around you, as you change and evolve yourself and you break out of the box of what people put you in. Because that's the thing, what happens when you start to change and you work on yourself and you work on your voice and expressing your voice and expressing your value and your self-worth and your boundaries and things like that, is the people around you that you didn't do that with have put you in a box. And that's how they perceive you to be. And when you change that, that can be very confrontational for the people around you. It can also reflect back onto them the areas of their life that they're not happy with, because you were the person that maybe they felt control with unconsciously, or more than likely unconsciously, but they felt that they had control over you, so that gave them a sense of entitlement or power. Maybe they, by you changing, forces them to reflect on their life, and that can cause a lot of pain, because then they have to analyze where in their life they're not happy with. So don't let the people around you who've put you in a box of what they believe you to be, to then change how you navigate your life. And it is frustration and painful. And there's been periods of my time where I've had to go deep into my healing and my working on myself, or I have had to create distance from people in my family and friends to work out and get clear on myself for how I want to show up in that relationship, but how I feel or what I feel is important, that how they show up in my life in our relationship dynamic. And so maybe that's something that is beneficial and valuable for you, is it's not about cutting people out unless you feel on a deep, deep level that that is important and necessary. That's different. But there are people in your life that maybe you just need to create a temporary distance from, or reduce the amount of contact that you have with them, or how much availability you provide them in your life. And again, it is your choice and your responsibility to make those things happen and stand by them, or stand, you know, back yourself. Back yourself when it feels right and you know that this is important for you, whatever your decisions and choices may be, back yourself. Be your own person motivating you, encouraging you, supporting you, loving you. Because in order to make those big changes and really support and nurture yourself as best as you can through when you're going through those challenges and those struggles, it's really important that you be your person to support yourself and motivate you. And I, you know, I have personal experience of this, of the I can't do this and it's not going to work out, and what if this happens and what if that happens, and da 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 da, all that negative self-talk that we tell ourselves, which by the way is not ours, that is us taking it on from somebody else, because we are not born with that. We take it on from our external experiences and our external people around us, who again, for the same thing, they also weren't born with it. It has been influenced in their journey and from their life experiences, and then they put that into you. So I do understand that it can be challenging to be the person backing yourself, but it is so important and valuable to be that person for you. Because again, nothing will change in your life. Nothing will change in your life until you make the decision for yourself and you back yourself and you put in the steps that you feel necessary and valuable in order to do so. And you will notice that your life will change. You will notice your dynamics starting to change and evolve and either deepen, or they will be released. And by them being released from your life, you allow space for people that will support you, that will love you unconditionally. That is so important. People putting conditions on relationships, whether that be friends or parents, or you doing it to your children or your partner, is just so not healthy. I'm not going to say toxic, because I don't agree with that terminology in relationships, but it's not healthy. Please do not put conditions on yourself or your relationships for people to be a certain way. Now, again, obviously you can honor yourself, allow them to honor themselves, and you come to maybe a compromise on things. For example, my ex, who I also have a podcast with, if you're interested in co-parenting or working on deepening your relationship, we have a podcast together. And we've been separated 4 years now, so it has been a big journey through that. Or officially separated 4 years. It's been actually longer than that. We realized recently when I've been trying to encourage him to change business or jobs that he's in, because it's draining and it's exhausting him and he's just not happy. So I've been trying to support his a possible career change, or at least job change. And I've noticed this with other people as well, when they come and tell me this stuff and they ask me for advice and suggestions, is I obviously provide my response and support and guidance through it. But what I realized with him is we have such different personalities. Like, to me, it's so simple to just go, you don't like it, change it. Whereas for him, it's different. And he actually, we through many, many conversations, we realized that his personality and what he works with best is a format. He needs almost like the instructions laid out for him and he can just do it. Whereas for me, I create it. I create a job or a business or a plan and it just comes to me. So what we realized for our dynamic to work well together is I support him in creating a step-by-step plan that he can then execute and go with. So I'll come back to your relationships. You honor yourself and honor them, but you compromise with what are you doing that can support the relationship? What can they do and where are they at to support the relationship that you have together? While compromising because you're two very different people. And what works for you isn't necessarily going to work for them. But it starts by opening up the conversation and making the choice that you want to deepen your relationship. And this can be friendships, platonic, family. It's all relevant and important. But you hold the choice and the responsibility because you now have the awareness that it is your choice and it is your responsibility to make the steps in order to open up those conversations. Ask your relationships, how can I, for yourself as well, what am I doing well for our relationship? What is something that I can do more to support you? And is there anything that you're unhappy with in this dynamic that we can improve on together? And that's not about attacking each other or putting anyone down. It's the sole purpose and intention that it deepens your relationships and deepens your connection. So just to wrap up and again just make the point really clear in that you really, really understand. Any area of your life that you feel that you have no power and no choice in is you actually making the choice. You're making the choice to accept that. Whereas it is completely up to you to make the choice to find out what the steps are that are important and valuable for you in order to make the changes that you are not happy with in your life. I'm sending you so much love and I hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. And if you'd like to connect more, I'm on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And I would love to connect with you. And if you have any feedback on this episode or you'd like me to talk about more specifically in detail with this topic, if you have any questions or suggestions for other topics, or other episodes, feel free to connect with me. And I'm wishing you an amazing, love-filled, joyful, fulfilling day. Much love.